Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Thorex Live. January 15, 1846 America, New York. Hedge fund manager Ackman. Fed needs to restore its credibility. 50 BP rate hike in March. A weekend series of tweets from Bill Ackman, founder and CEO of Pershing Square Capital Management. Ackman is not alone in urging a rate hike of 50 bits per second as soon as March. The labor market has improved in last week. U.S. headline CPI was reported at 7% Y, its highest in nearly four decades.
BBC News Business. January 15, 1814 America, New York. Will Scott Wind Auction deliver a renewables revolution? Over the next decade or so, these new offshore wind farm sites could supercharge renewable energy capacity.
Daily FX Market News. January 15, 1800 America, New York. Euro forecast, Euro, USD on the offensive, but road ahead remains tough. The Euro took the offensive against the US dollar last week, but the road ahead for Euro, USD remains tough due to ECB and Fed monetary policy divergences.
Forex Live. January 15, 1452 America, New York. Chinese home prices continue to slow in sign of Evergrande hit. Engineering a soft landing is one of the most difficult tasks a macro policymaker can undertake, but it's what Chinese officials have been trying to do in housing.
New York Times Business. January 15, 1418 America, New York. One America News will be dropped by DirecTV, a major distributor. The right-wing network has aired conspiracies about the 2020 election, last year's Capitol riot, and the safety of coronavirus vaccines. The One America News headquarters in San Diego.
Marginal Revolution. January 15, 1402 America, New York. What should I ask R.F. Roy Foster? I will be doing a conversation with him. He is Ireland's greatest historian. Here is part of his Wikipedia entry. He has written early biographies of Charles Stuart Parnell and Lord Randolph Churchill, edited the Oxford History of Ireland, 1989, and written Modern Ireland, 1600 to 1972, 1988, and several books of essays. Marginal Revolution. January 15, 1320 America, New York, Saturday. Assorted links. 1. Chinese interest in the Western classics. 2. FedEx wants to install anti-missile lasers on its jets. 3. Aaron Carroll on thinking like a doctor during a pandemic, NYT, very good.
Daily FX Market News. January 15, 12 o'clock America, New York. Gold price tracks January opening range going into Fed blackout period. The price of gold may consolidate during the Federal Reserve's blackout period as it trades within the opening range for January.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 15, 1143 America, New York. Elon Musk's Tesla asked law firm to fire associate hired from SEC. Long dismissive of regulators, the Tesla boss has recently aimed his ire at individuals with ties to regulatory agencies with which he has sparred. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 15, 1124 America, New York. Unilever makes approach for Glaxo's consumer healthcare business. Unilever said it approached GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer about a potential acquisition of their consumer healthcare joint venture, a deal that would reshape the company's portfolio as it is under pressure to accelerate growth.
Forex Live. January 15, 1102 America, New York. Omicron hits Beijing 3 weeks ahead of the Olympics. Omicron has arrived in Beijing ahead of the Olympics. City officials said today that a woman from Haidian district reported having a sore throat on Thursday and a fever a day after.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 15, 1048 America, New York. Two types of environmentalism. The environmental movement is a puzzling phenomenon. On the one hand, environmentalists frequently claim that global warming is a major problem, perhaps the major problem facing the globe.
BBC News Business. January 15, 1041 America, New York. Marmite owner Unilever bids for GSK's consumer arm. Analysts say a successful bid would represent one of the biggest ever deals involving firms trading in London.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 15, 957 America, New York. Citigroup retains COVID-19 vaccine mandate, while GE drops rules. American businesses are taking different paths after a Supreme Court ruling against the Biden mandate for big employers. New York Times Business, January 15, 920 America, New York, how the mRNA vaccines were made, halting progress and happy accidents. The stunning COVID vaccines manufactured by Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna drew upon long-buried discoveries made in the hopes of ending past epidemics. A 3D plaster model of a coronavirus spike protein in the office of Dr. New York Times Business, January 15, 920 America, New York, halting progress and happy accidents, how mRNA vaccines were made. The stunning COVID vaccines manufactured by Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna drew upon long-buried discoveries made in the hopes of ending past epidemics. A 3D plaster model of a coronavirus spike protein in the office of Dr. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 15, 9 o'clock America, New York, some Starbucks, Chipotle sites limit hours, seating. The nation's restaurant industry is facing labor shortages and reduced service as the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 crimps operations. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 15, 847 America, New York, why are so many rock stars selling their music catalogs? Big music acts are cementing their legacies by selling their catalogs for cash. From Bruce Springsteen to John Legend and Stevie Nicks, see the value of the deals and what is included in the price. New York Times Business, January 15, 8 o'clock America, New York, when it comes to living with COVID, businesses are on their own. With no uniform national approach in sight, it's up to chief executives to decide when and how to pursue a new normal.
Marginal Revolution, January 15, 725 America, New York, Buy Things Not Experiences. A nice, well-reasoned piece from Harold Lee pushing back on the idea that we should buy experiences, not goods. While I appreciate the Stoic-style appraisal of what really brings happiness, economically, this analysis seems precisely backward.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 15, 712 America, New York, London Stock Exchange proposes special listings for private companies. The exchange is seeking to blur the line between public and private companies, part of a plan to attract technology firms to list in the UK in the wake of Brexit.